CBS News, U.S. Marines in Lebanon have new authority to protect themselves against artillery attacks. Deborah Potter reports from the White House.
The president has expanded the Marines' authority to defend themselves by allowing them to call for airstrikes against any units which threaten the safety of the multinational force. Officials here confirm that the local commander in Beirut no longer needs approval from Washington to get the air support. But they insist the president's decision is just a logical follow-up to his repeated statements that the Marines can take appropriate counteractions in their own defense. Even so, White House spokesman Larry Speaks made it clear that airstrikes could be called in even if the Marines are not under direct attack. There may be a case, he said, where the Lebanese army is experiencing difficulties which may pose a threat to the Marines. And he said the air support also could be called in if other members of the multinational force are in trouble. While officials here insist there's been no escalation of U.S. involvement in Lebanon, they concede the move could be read that way by critics on Capitol Hill. And they're bracing for new calls to invoke the War Powers Act, giving Congress the right to recall the Marines. Deborah Potter, CBS News, The White House.
Three Marines were wounded yesterday in another shelling attack. Israeli media reported today that the Israeli government was considering deterrent action if the Muslim Druze forces try to move into Beirut and threaten the Lebanese government. More in a moment.
I'm Jack Klugman. If having your own plain paper copier sounds impractical, listen. Canon's come up with personal cartridge copiers. They're more than just small and affordable. Canon's put the entire copying process inside a cartridge. When it's used up, you just replace it yourself. Finally, Canon PC copiers for the most important person in my life, me.
Canon.
Personal cartridge copying.
Plain and simple.
For more details, see your local Canon PC copier dealer.
Hello, this is Tom Morton. I can't come to work today. I have a toothache.
Tom Morton is lying. He won't admit he has hemorrhoids, but he's about to find out Tronolane works better than his old standby, Preparation H. Tronolane not only shrinks swelling, it relieves pain and itching immediately and better with a hospital-used medicine they just don't have.
Hi, it's Tom Morton again. I'm coming to work. My toothache's better.
Switch to the better relief of Tronolane in cream or suppositories. Use only as directed.
Japanese defense officials say eight Japanese jet interceptors scrambled today when at least seven Soviet bombers appeared off the northwest coast of Japan in the general area where a South Korean jetliner was shot down. Apparently, there was no violation of Japanese airspace. Less than an hour earlier, Soviet warships held maneuvers, including the firing of live shells in the Sea of Japan. Lloyd's of London and other insurers today paid Korean Airlines $26.8 million for the 747 jet. It was insured for $35 million, the rest to be paid by Korean companies. South Korea today vowed to continue pressing for sanctions against the Soviets. Making his first public comment on the downing of the jet, Pope John Paul II said today the world cannot forget the lives lost in the incident. The pontiff spoke to some 20,000 people at an open-air mass outside Vienna as he wound up his visit to Austria. In West Hartford, Connecticut, one of the biggest robberies in the nation's history took place last night. A Wells Fargo armored car guard pulled a gun on another guard and an office manager, injected them with a drug, and escaped with $7 million. The suspect has been identified as Victor Harena. Police Chief Francis Reynolds says the two guards told about being drugged.
Both victims felt Harena administer a needle to their arms. However, at that time, the injection did not affect them. Both men could hear Harena pushing the carts around, which is moved from moving the money bags. At one point, they could hear him load a shotgun. Harena continued to load money into a vehicle and returned to check the victim's eye pupils to see if the drug was taking effect. Shortly after 11 p.m., both men managed to free themselves and activated the holdup alarm.
Former South Dakota Senator George McGovern is holding a news conference at this hour to announce another bid for the White House. On Wall Street in the first hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 2.65, the volume 20,710,000. Now this.
There was a time when a boss could fire anyone he wanted, whenever he wanted. The courts are changing that. Learn in today's Wall Street Journal about the legal assault on firing practices. Does the trend ensure fair treatment or just lifetime job security? Read all about it on the front page of today's journal. Then catch the journal's update on the RCA video disc and a preview of some new products from Procter & Gamble. Today's journal also takes a look at a General Electric motor that's quiet and energy efficient. Plus, get the details on a cleanup at a New England asbestos dump. Then let today's Heard on the Street column tell you why America is bearish on the securities industry. And if keeping on top of trends is your business, don't miss the regional news column on page one of the Journal's second section. Today's regional news could be tomorrow's national headline, affecting your business, your family, and your future. Read today's Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Pick up your copy at a newsstand today, or to subscribe in the continental U.S., call 800-345-8500. That's 800-345-8500 for the Wall Street Journal.
The Jesuits, the largest of Roman Catholic religious orders, today elected a new leader. Meeting in Rome, the Jesuits chose Father Peter Hans Kovenbach of Holland. He will head the order founded by St. Ignatius Loyola in the 16th century to combat heresy. In recent years, the Jesuits have been under fire from the Vatican because of their political activism. The election of Kovenbach may help resolve some of that controversy, as he is a close ally of the Pope. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hawtelin. Syria today warned the United States against what it called military escalation in Lebanon. And at the White House, Deputy Press Secretary Larry Speke said that President Reagan has authorized the Marines in the Beirut area to call in airstrikes from the aircraft carriers offshore, as well as naval shelling, if their positions come under attack. To ensure a quick response, the decision would be made by the local commander and would not have to be referred to Washington, in keeping with the president's assurance that the Marines have every right to defend themselves. They could, said Speaks, use unlimited firepower. Speaks apparently also broadened the scope of such action. He said the airstrikes could be used to help other troops in the multinational peacekeeping force and the Lebanese army under attack if the Lebanese experience difficulty that may pose a threat to the Marines. It's not clear whether today's Syrian warning came in response to the aircraft strike decision, but in Damascus, the Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, who does not hold many press conferences, told reporters that Syria would, in his words, have to respond to a serious American military escalation and would never desert the Druze and the left-wing factions now fighting the Lebanese government.
I've always said the best way to find out about an investment firm is to ask. And if you ask me, I'd tell you about Dean Witter, about their full range of financial services, their top-notch research, their people. I'd tell you about Dean Witter's account executives who can help you design the investment program that's best suited to you. So if you ask me, I'd say Dean Witter is really worth asking about.
Dean Witter, worth asking about.
In the mountains, spring comes with a magic explosion of flowers. Flowers that seem to brighten people's lives. I'm Merlin Olson. Your FTD florist understands the magic of flowers. When you send a bouquet of FTD flowers, you know they'll be fresh and delivered almost anywhere, often within hours. Call or visit your FTD florist and experience the magic of flowers.
I have decided to seek the presidency of the United States.
That was former Senator George S. McGovern of South Dakota at a press conference just ended in Washington, D.C. McGovern is the seventh man in the race for the Democratic nomination, and he indicated the track on which he'll run.
I shall make that effort on a platform of realism and common sense. Fantasy may be good entertainment on the movie screen. It is not good policy for a great nation. The new realism calls for a revival of the old common sense that has guided our greatest leaders since the days of George Washington.
Several Soviet bombers and Japanese defense officials say at least seven of them were spotted today together with Russian reconnaissance planes in the Sea of Japan, engaged in some sort of live fire exercises with Soviet warships near the area where the Korean airliner was shot down September 1st. No explanation. The Soviets have brushed aside all demands for compensation for the airliner destruction, but today in London there was a sort of settlement. Dan Raviv reports.
One of the many insurance companies represented at the Lloyd's of London market, Stuart Wrightson Aviation, paid three-quarters of the $35 million insured value of the airplane. The transfer of $26,824,000 was accomplished by telephone and telex. No one had to sign a huge check. Korean Airlines is to receive the other one-fourth of the plane's value from another insurance company. In this business, usually linked to tragedy, a statement from Stuart Wrightson takes credit for paying the airline so quickly under its war risk policy. Insurance payments to relatives of the 269 dead passengers and crew will take a while longer, according to a spokesman for Lloyd's of London. The payment would normally be $75,000 per passenger, a total of over $20 million, but it's been held up because of possible lawsuits in the United States. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
Public television has great news.
What? New tote bags?
Be serious. They've got news. A new one-hour news program every weeknight.
Oh.
It's called the McNeil-Lehrer News Hour.
And wait a minute. McNeil-Lehrer?
That's right.
You mean Robert McNeil and Jim Lehrer?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to report the day's news?
Exactly.
Well, what's going to happen to all those great guests they're famous for?
Oh, they'll still have great guests. The best informed people from all over the country. Experts discussing and analyzing the important stories of the day.
Oh, so they'll still look at one story a night from all sides, so you really understand it.
Even better. The new one-hour program will have enough time to take in-depth looks at more than one story a night.
More than one story a night plus all the news?
Mm-hmm.
When's it on?
Every weeknight on public television. Your local TV listing will tell you exactly what time.
Well, you were right.
About what?
Public television.
Yeah.
It does have great news.
Major funding for the McNeil-Lehrer News Hour is provided by AT&T, the national corporate underwriter.
The Jesuit order in the Roman Catholic Church today elected a new superior general, Pater Hans Kolvenbach, a Dutch priest, 55 years old, a linguist and scholar. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones down 7.32, volume on the big board, nearly 34 million shares, the Dow Jones Industrials 1221.75. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.